Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host this morning, Logan Landers, and today we're doing a 2022 draft recap for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio. You can find some of the best football content around draft prospects, history profiles, legends interviews, anything and everything football related. You can find it on our channel. So once again, thank you all for the love and support. So let's get back in the first round. Kenny Pickett, the Pittsburgh native, coming home, staying home, and is going to play. Is going to be the perennial starter for the Steelers this upcoming year. ACC Offensive Player of the Year. Like I said, the only quarterback taken in the first round. So he's got a lot of hype around him. He's got a lot of narrative of, oh, you know, he's got those small hands. But hey, I don't care about all that. He's a good player. Obviously, the Pittsburgh Steelers thought so as well. And that's who they're going to think is going to man their quarterback position for a long time to come. So once again, congrats to Kenny Pickett. Staying home, not having to go far, and it's going to be a loved man in Pittsburgh as long as he can keep it up on the field. We go round two, pick 52. They go with the national champions, Georgia Bulldogs wide receiver, George Pickens. So Pickens, in the second round, pick 52 overall. 6'3", 195, good size on him, good speed, is able to get any contested ball thrown his way pretty much. He's got good body control, solid hands, and like I said, just some good areas of improvement he can go to. Not the best route runner, and I think that, you know, he hasn't had the best production in recent years, but 2019, great year for him. They're hoping he can get back to that year and that production, but good upside for the young man. Like the pick in the second round for the Steelers, bolstering their wide receiver room. Round three, pick 84, they go to Marvin Leal, the Texas A&M prospect from who is a defensive tackle. So they went offense, first two picks. They're going to go with the defense now and get that up there. Good fit here. We'll see what he can go. He hasn't reached his ceiling yet. He's got a good bit of potential, good agility, good burst, heavy hands for a guy his size, and someone that you can really coach and work up to be a solid prospect, a solid player in the NFL. Then we go round four, pick 138. We did a player profile for him already. Go check it out with our guy, Vincent Turner. Round four, 138, Calvin Austin III, the wide receiver out of Memphis. I'm not going to say too much. Really good player here. I like that he got picked. I think that he is someone who is a steal in round four. Explosive, great route runner. He's fast. He's got good ball skills, great contested catchability, solid control, able to catch any ball thrown his way pretty much. A dangerous threat, and especially as a fourth-round pick, loved it. Round six, pick 208, Connor Hayward, the fullback. Yes, the fullback from Michigan State. Hey, fullbacks are people too. Fullbacks are draftees as well. Getting here, and we got a family reunion, right? Connor Hayward joins his brother, Cam Hayward, at Heinz Field. So we'll see. You know, they got that great dynamic right there. Good fullback prospect, really good hands as a pass-catching ability for someone for his size. So I like the pick here. You know, a little bit different here, go with a fullback, especially in that round. But, hey, I'll take it, man. You got to love it. He's a good blocker as well, very effective, and he's going to be really good on the special teams unit. Then we go round seven, pick 225 overall, Mark Robinson, the linebacker from Ole Miss University. Like I said, 5'11", 230, a little bit shorter. He's a former running back turned linebacker, fun fact there, and good at the point of attack, really strong and very athletic. So you're getting someone who a little bit undersized, perhaps might need to get a little bit of weight on him, but he's explosive, good gap ability, great hitter, and he's not afraid to play tenacious, fast, and hard defense that you got to have to be on the Steelers linebacking core. So we've got good upside, and put him in special teams, hey, he's going to be a baller there as well. Also in round 7, pick 241 overall, the last selection here, they go with quarterback from South Dakota State, Chris Oladokun. Another quarterback to get that room looking even better. So, like you said, he's going to be – I'm not too sure about the pick here, but you got to think that if they move on from Mason Rudolph, if he gets let go or if he leaves this upcoming season, he'll be that kind of – he'll slide in as that kind of third quarterback overall. He's a good athlete, like a good arm, solid arm, not afraid to throw it at any necessary and get those tight passes in there. But I feel like they maybe could have went with something a little bit. I don't know if they didn't trust Pickett overall or if, because I mean, they did get Mitch Trubisky. But I'm not too sure about the pick here. But nonetheless, I like the pick. And congrats to Chris Oladokun for being selected by the Steelers. So overall, if I had to grade this 2022 Steelers draft class, I'll go with a B right in the middle. Nothing too amazing. Kenny Pickett, we'll see what he can do. I like the Calvin Austin pick. The Marvin Leal's got a good upside. George Pickens also has a good upside. And as for Hayward, got love fullbacks. That's why I bumped them up a little bit. And as for Robinson, a little Ducone. I think Robinson will be really good on special teams to start things off, could potentially get into that starting role. And then Oladokun, I'm still scratching my head over a little bit, but we'll see what he can do, see if he can get any playing time in the National Football League. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So I'm sure if you enjoyed this video, please like, comment, share, subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out our show at 100th Football on Instagram, our brand new LinkedIn page as well, and of course, our podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. It was podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. Y'all know the deal. Go check us out over there. Leave us a review. Once again, I've been your host, Logan Landers. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.